Okay.
Hello, Governor. This is a bit like deja vu. You call me into radio well, Iowa on caucus day.
It is indeed, but the pressure is not nearly as intense for me as it was 4 years ago. So delighted to be with you today.
I guess you're calling this morning to talk about the F word, famine, and how
yes.
you hope Iowa caucus goers don't. I saw the video, sir.
Yeah.
And how you hope caucus goers will not endorse Ron Paul's call to cut foreign aid, particularly to the African continent.
Well, it would be a disaster, not just for the African children. It's really a disaster for America. And if America wants to be known only as a country that puts bombs in neighborhoods, then that's one thing. But I think America also wants to be known as a country that puts food in the mouths of hungry children in extreme poverty, and it puts medicine in the bodies of people for whom a tiny bit of medicine can save their lives. And one of the things that conservatives need to do is to be on the front end, not the back end, of showing leadership when it comes to what true conservatism is about. It's conserving things that are worth keeping. Well, I can't think of anything that's more worth keeping than the lives of human beings. And so what the One Campaign is all about is just simply saying that this is consistent with conservative values and principles, not only for the obvious benefit to the recipients, but for the strategic benefit to the United States, so that as children grow up, their image, their vision, their understanding of who Americans are is one of that Americans are the ones who saved our lives, and Americans are the ones that are our friends. That's important because Africa is going to be the largest continent in population within another generation or so, eclipsing China. When that happens, I think Americans would have enough sense to realize it's best that we have good relationships with these African nations, not relationships where they wish that we didn't exist.
Had you been standing on a debate stage in the past couple of months, that may have been the minority view, because even Rick Perry and others have talked about cutting the foreign aid budget.
It may have been the minority view, but 4 years ago I was pretty consistent in giving that minority view, not only for that message, but I remember being the one voice that said that the real issue in America was economic. I said that the economic issues were going to eclipse everything else, and people laughed at me. I remember that. But it proved to be right. And just because something is popular and something gets applause doesn't necessarily mean it's the right message. And I think real leadership is when you stand up and you say not that which the gallery wants to hear and will cheer, but that which is true. And that shows leadership. And what I'm looking for, and even one of these candidates, stand up and show some leadership. And don't just say, yeah, we're going to get rid of all foreign aid because you get applause from people who don't understand the strategic value of that. I'm looking for somebody who'll say, look, we're not going to put money in the hands of a corrupt government. We're not going to just give millions of dollars and then food sits on a dock and wait and rots and gets wasted. But we are going to ensure that through accountability and responsible organizations, which is really where the One Campaign, I think, puts its focus, which is why I'm involved in it, is that there are ways in which you can see that the funds go directly to the recipients and that it's sustainable. It's not just giving money and walking away. Mm-hmm. It's building a water well, not just bringing in bottled water.
Right.
It's helping plant food with seeds rather than just dumping off some boxes of food. And those are the things that Americans need to be involved in for a whole variety of reasons, not the least of which, again, is the strategic value that we receive as a country. And I'd like to think the humanitarian value is a very important part of it as well.